This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
2-1-1-0.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is, well, giving you liberty and protecting your freedom. Yes, this radio show will help you to, well, stay free. So welcome to the show. We got a ton of things to talk about. we're going to be broaching the subject of, well, what is going on with all the Bundys who have been arrested up there in Harney County and have been, I guess, become a prisoner diaspora throughout the United States? And what about all the other usual suspects that have been rounded up because of the actions of the federal government? Now, remember, we reported quite heavily on the murder of Lavoie Finicum by the federal troops. I guess you can say the federal CIA agents, controlled by none other than Valerie Jarrett at National Command Authority in the White House. Yeah, the murder that was pre-organized and planned, very well rehearsed, very well worked out, that we documented thoroughly here on Agenda 21 Radio and with Red Smith's great research on the Shasta Lantern. Anyway, we're revisiting it today because of some things that have come up. We think there's an echo chamber from the public up there, to the public, by way of some of the media sources. And, Red, you discovered something as you were perusing some of the things that are going on up there in Harney County yet today. So welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
How's it going, Paul?
It's going really good. But this information, this sort of echo chamber thing that's going on up there in Oregon, is going to perhaps cause some serious side effects for the trials that are soon to start.
Well, I think it definitely has the possibility, and anybody that's looking at it with an open mind from a judicial standpoint should have some great concerns about some of the things that are going on up there. Since the arrests and the commensurate and coming court cases, We've kept an eye on what's going on and things. There has not been a lot to report. It's been a lot of legal bantering and maneuvering back and forth as preparations for trials of this kind take some time and different motions and different things that are going on. And we've kept a close eye on it, and we will be reporting heavily during the trial and what's going on. But the problem that we've come across the last couple of days is a series of videos that were leaked out of what is called the Oregon Territory Society of Professional Journalists.
Okay.
So, kind of a mouthful. So this society apparently put together a panel of reporters that worked the Malheur occupation. Oregon Public Broadcasting, local newspaper, one of the lead reporters from the Oregonian, Les Zeitz. So this panel, and the objective was to provide an inside perspective of what was going on during the occupation and what it was like for the journalists. And they're speaking to a room filled with other Oregon journalists. And what quickly becomes apparent, this is no discussion of what was going on at the refuge or anything like that. But it is a pre-planned, premeditated, pre-programmed event to present to these other media outlets the narrative and the attitude that they are to take when reporting on the Bundy situation. And it is nothing but character assassination.
Yeah, you know, I had the opportunity to sit down yesterday and to go through several. There's a series of four of these YouTubes, and we're going to have them posted along with your story that you've done with the Shasta Lantern. And quite frankly, I was really stunned to see the demeanor in what I was hearing, actually. But what was soon obvious to me was this is an echo chamber. This is something that's been established by somebody on the left, probably Media Matters, coming from the White House to shape the narrative about the Bundys. It's obvious that that's what this is. This could be a Ben Rhodes operation.
Well, it's to me, it's disgusting. I am still incensed from watching the videos, because to me, it's not a personal perspective. You can't go through life and not develop opinions and biases and things like that. And we all have them. But as reporters, as people seeking to bring out truth and facts, we need to do our best to set those biases aside and report facts. And it is so clear here that there is no intention to present facts. And in fact, it becomes very clear that they intentionally want to distort facts and create their own narrative of what was going on. And some of the comments are so hateful, so vitriolic, juvenile toilet humor. There's a room of people that are laughing and giggling about a situation that led to the outright blatant murder of an American citizen, a father of many children, a good man, a deeply religious and strongly constitutional man, and they seem to think the whole thing's a joke.
Yeah, I was really appalled at the level of behavior, and quite frankly, I found most of it to be quite childlike. I think the one reporter that was from... I think his name was Les Zeitz from the Oregonian. I felt he was fairly mature and measured in what he was saying. But the
he
other
was.
One, and I think it was very, very. I think actually, in looking at his body language and everything, I think he was somewhat uncomfortable in the conversation that was going on because I think he would probably agree with what you and I are saying. But it was so hateful. I think that's the word. Towards everything that they were doing, and they never really the whole group of them never really took into account anything about the constitutionality of the federal government.
No, they continually insulted and derided people that believed in the Constitution. They made fun of people. They made fun of the Constitution itself. They attempt to apply that anybody that thinks the Constitution is the law of the land is somehow some kind of laughable kook.
Yeah, go figure.
And it just there are sections of this speech by the panel that reminds me of my old high school locker football locker room. It's that bad. It's that vulgar. It's that juvenile.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. The vulgarities that came out from the PBS reporter Sepulveda were just mind-boggling. You're supposed to be in with a group of people that were, so-called professional reporters, and it's anything, like you said, it's an attempt at toilet humor. I think it's just toilet conversation on the part of his part. It was very demeaning to the whole group. And if I was a member of the Oregonian, if I had stock in the Oregonian, I would really be questioning what they were doing in that environment. But again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, they're developing an echo chamber, and that's clearly what this was. And I think coming off the heels of the New Yorker magazine about Ben Rhodes and his role in the echo chamber that was developed in Iran, you can see exactly that this is the tactic, apparently, that they were following. So is this, I guess, the big question as we come up to a break right now, is this another extension, in your mind, of what's been going on with the Central Command Authority, or National Command Authority, from the White House? Because remember, that's what was happening with Lavoie Finicum when they programmed that whole murder of Lavoie. Was it the National Command Authority from Valerie Jarrett and, Ben Rhodes? It seems to me that that's what's going on here. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come with Red Smith, and we're talking about what happened up there in Oregon here on Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat.
And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we are definitely burning down the house. In fact, if your house was to burn down, would you have any kind of, would you be prepared for it? We have foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers to be prepared in case of a disaster or scenario in which you need to, have survival equipment and food. So visit our website, agenda21radio.com. Click on the icon that says Food for Liberty and make your purchases there. Food for Liberty, New Mana Foods, Food for Liberty, PrestonPreppers.com. Okay, we're talking to Red Smith and we're talking about what's going on in Oregon. The echo chamber, this is sort of a follow-up echo chamber of journalists that we believe the National Command Authority, with the actions of Valerie Jarrett and, of course, with Ben Rhodes. And the big thing is this article that came out. We reported it here last week here on Agenda 21 Radio, is an article in which Ben Rhodes was working in creating what's called an echo chamber to get this whole Iranian deal bought into by everybody. He worked a chamber in the sense that his information coming from the White House would become the narrative in the national media and in the mainstream media. And he worked it through a large group of very young reporters, and as he called them, the 21-year-olds. And it's kind of interesting. There seems to be the same echo going on in Oregon to deflect and create a narrative surrounding the whole affair at the Malheur Refuge and even the killing of Lavoie Finicum. I think that's pretty much what they're up to, don't you, Red?
That's absolutely what they're up to. It's undeniably what they're up to. The commentary and the diatribe that's what's going on. Some of the things that they speak about. One of the commentators, April Peacher, also from Oregon Public Broadcasting, states that as the occupation dragged on and lost its daily headline quality, they believed that it was vital to maintain a sense of suffering in the community and a tone of ongoing angst and tension.
Wow.
If that's not prescribing the narrative, if that's not painting the picture as they see fit, I don't know what is. It's so blatantly obvious in these people's actions and statements of how they conducted themselves during the occupation and how they intend to report on it. And this is a panel that is giving basically their marching orders to several other Oregon reporters who are going to go out and write based on this diatribe, based on this narrative that's been painted. And this is going to be the image presented to the average citizen of Oregon. And I don't know how you could reasonably say that that is not an attempt to pollute the jury pool for these trials.
Well, clearly that's exactly what they're trying to do, and again, they're trying to cover their bases all the way through. Now, this article that came out in YouTube, it was apparently on April 16th, and this is what the description on YouTube reads. And I know you got more details because you've got an article that's coming up out of the Shasta Lantern. It says, on April 16th, the Oregon Territory Society of Professional Journalists hosted a panel discussion between a group of journalists who covered the occupation of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge in Harney County, Oregon. And panelists include Let Zeitz of Oregon, Amanda Peacher, and John Sepulveda of Oregon Public Radio, and Wanda Moore, KTVZ, and Samantha White, Burns Times Herald. Jeff Wohler, retired Oregonian, he was the moderator. And I said when I saw this to you at the time, this looks more like a Delphi meeting than anything else, in which there's going to be predetermined outcomes and for everybody in the room. And I don't know how many people were there, but it's clear to me that this probably covered a massive number of news outlets for those people in Oregon.
It did. From the size of the group that this panel is speaking to, I'm sure that it covers almost every major news outlet in Oregon that'll be reporting on the story. And these are the kind of stories and narrative that's going to be presented, again, to the public of Oregon. These are supposed to be the impartial peers that are going to hear the Bundy case and decide the ultimate fate of the occupiers. And they're already going to go in with a tainted perspective, because these people are no longer journalists, but they are propagandists. What the meeting that you're watching could have come right out of Nazi Germany, out of a propaganda meeting. The only thing that's missing is they're not sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Duh. I mean, that's Russian for yes, but yes. I would agree. This is Goebbels type stuff.
It is, and it you know, to me, when I started the article for the Shasta Lantern, which will be posted here very, very shortly, I started out as an article to expose this. And as I watched more of this, as I listened to more of this, I myself was unable to any longer stay objective to what I was seeing, and had to change the article to an editorial of my opinion of this, because it is so blatant and so disgusting and so evil what these guys are doing, and it is undeniably intentional. It's filthy. It's disgusting. They ought to be embarrassed to call themselves journalists. And speaking of the vulgarity and the animosity of John Sepulveda, if there was a true man sitting in that room just for his choice of language to a room full of women, any man with any honor and decency in a civilized world would have invited him outside to adjust his manners.
That's correct.
Because the man is a disgusting pig.
I would agree with you that with that statement, because, you know, I'm looking at one of the pictures right here where he's sitting at the table with the panel. And he's got the Oregonian person there, Zeitz, Les Zeitz, who I have a lot of respect for his work, quite frankly. But he's sitting next to him. But then right next to Sepulveda on his left are three women. And, I mean, where is the outrage on the left about this man using the F word every other second, it seems like, in front of these women, and nobody's stopping him? I mean, what's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe I was just raised different, Paul. But, I mean, if, you know, the people that raised me or myself had been there in that room, that man would not have continued with the language that he was using in the presence of ladies. It just goes to show what a classless, unprofessional person is helping to dictate what the average person is going to learn about this situation. And it just disgusts me on such a personal level.
Well, you know, the thing is it's very, very sad that you had the moderator who didn't speak up at the very beginning and say that language is not appropriate. We're going to be coming up to a break right now. But that language is not appropriate, and it's something that we shouldn't be having here. It's really sad to see that. But, you know, this is the way they roll, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way the press is, well, creating the echo chamber in Oregon to predict an outcome for, well, a jury trial for many. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about what's going on up there in Oregon in the media. And we're exploding an echo chamber that was probably created by, well, National Command Authority. And Valerie Jarrett and her good buddy, or the president's good buddy, Ben Rhodes. Yeah, Ben Rhodes, you may have heard about his recent article that came out where he admitted to lying and creating a huge lie through an echo chamber about the Iran deal. All the stuff we were telling you about how bad it was, it's true. Ben knew it was bad, and he lied about it, and so did Obama. They kept the lie going, and they're all laughing at us now. Now, we're discovering that there's also an echo chamber effect going on, probably orchestrated by the White House in Oregon with the media. And we're covering this situation from the Oregon Territory Society, the Oregon Territory Society of Professional Journalists, which has seemed to have been a group of people of about maybe 60, 70 people back in April 16th, in which they were sharing their thoughts about what happened with the Bundys and others in the Malheur Refuge. Now, I guess the thoughts is what's the most important, but the vulgarity was just overwhelming.
Well, it was, and this really amounts to nothing more than a media lynch mob, and they blatantly lie about facts of the.
Sepulveda is a bald faced liar. I got to tell you.
Yes, Sepulveda is a bald faced liar. He lies about the situation in Malheur. He lies about the situation
in Bunkerville.
He makes a statement that members of the. Of the people that were at Bunkerville assassinated a police officer, which is an absolute blatant lie. He indicates and implies that the people in Bunkerville were only there for the casinos and for the brothels. You know, perhaps Mr. Sepulveda would like to pull out a map and see where Bunkerville is. you know, he's so derogatory, and the narrative really that comes from the entire panel, minus Les Seitz, is they're trying to draw an image of these kooked out gorillas that Sepulveda refers to them as. They're a bunch of goons that want to chase people down and tattoo the Constitution on people's backs. I mean, that's one of his descriptions of these people. And knowing some of these people personally, having talked to some of these people, dealt with some of these people, these are good people. These are strongly patriotic Americans that believe in our founding documents. They are deeply rooted in their families, in their Christian beliefs. I since the beginning have said that I didn't agree with the occupation. I to this day think that it was the wrong manner to
wrong
do it.
Time,
but I have
too.
Always said that I believe that these are good men that did the wrong thing for the right reasons. That's my personal belief. That's my personal bias. And just to listen to people that I know to be good people be derided and character assassinated in such a fashion, and to know that that's the diatribe and narrative that is going to be spread to other people that don't have a deeper understanding of the situation, and that those people are going to sit in judgment of the people that have been accused, it incenses me on a personal level. These people are putting the blood on their hands.
Well, you know, you and I agreed. In fact, we were doing quite a bit of work behind the scenes. A lot of people didn't know about at the time when this whole refuge thing started to take shape and when the takeover happened, because we adamantly opposed what they were doing. And we were doing whatever we could do to get it to stop. And, of course, we couldn't get it to stop, but, you know, that's a whole other story. But, you know, that just, I want to tell the audience, that's where we stood on it. We thought that that was the most inappropriate thing to be doing at the time, and it was not going to play out well, which it hasn't played out well at this point. But having said that, these are good people, and this is not, you know, to be taken lightly, I don't think, and especially what we're seeing here, the actions of the left, the machinery that they've got going on here, creating this so-called echo chamber, is not going to bode well in the end if you're talking about a jury trial for everybody and everybody tainted in terms of the opinion. And this is how they taint the opinion of so many in such a large fashion, is through these types of media, small mini conferences. Delphi
and,
meetings.
And it is. And the flavor and the overall feeling of the other journalists that are in the room, the continual laughter, the nervous snickering, it is insulting and disgusting as well, because even if you are deathly opposed to what the occupiers did, if you're deathly opposed to what they stand for, if you have any level of professionalism, the fact that the country has come to this point should be frightening. It should be taken seriously. It should be understood, the division that is occurring in this country, and people should be looking at reporting the facts on that division so that they can be resolved to bring this country back together, not resorting to toilet humor to turn it into the comedy hour where everybody laughs and giggles about a situation that leads to murder.
Yeah, very well said. I mean, because, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have these videos up for you on Agenda 21 Radio and also at the Shasta Lantern so you can judge for yourself. And we aren't going to play any of them. We're not going to play even a second.
They wouldn't pass FCC regulations.
No. Yeah, so, you know, because we do have, you know, many affiliates out there that are air broadcast terrestrial stations, and it just wouldn't happen. So, but we'll put them up on the website for you so that you can see this sort of toilet humor, this sort of toilet business, if you will, is what's going on and coming out of the Delphi meeting that has obviously been selected to keep in line the media up there in Oregon. That's really what it is.
It is. I keep repeating myself about just how angry it makes me. You know, because I know for people like yourself, people like myself, people like Mark Kent, and you know, a lot of the alternative media outlets, Jim White, guys like that, that are working so hard to bring out truth and expose what's going on, and how seriously we take what we do as a sacred duty and honor to watch people do this, and to, without repentance, use their position of power to inform the people, to mislead them. I can think of hardly any other crime that bothers me more.
Yeah, you want to say that this is a crime. In fact, I think it is a crime against humanity here. It's certainly a crime, you know, a moral crime. There's no question about that. I mean, we might not be able to fix, you know, any kind of statutes to this. But, you know, there's one thing we can't affix, and that is that these people, okay, they have freedom of liberty. They have freedom of speech. They have freedom of the press. And they can go out and do what they want to do. But, you know, we can go out and we can, well, put the press on them. We can talk about, you know, their abuse of this freedom, which is really what this is. You know, when you start getting into mind control and thought control, and this is the way it's going to be, and it's coming from the government, that is not freedom of the press. That is not what the First Amendment was all about. This is when you're using the press to establish a political agenda, very similar to what Stalin did, what happened in Nazi Germany, what all totalitarians do, and that's exactly what they're doing. You can see it right there in place.
And it that's true. They have a right to freedom of speech. They have a right to the freedom of the press and to say what they want. What they don't have a right to do is misrepresent the truth. They don't have a right to mislead, misdirect, and blatantly lie to manipulate the truth, especially when those actions can lead to the direct harm of another person. It's akin to walking into a movie theater and screaming the word fire. That's no longer freedom of speech. That is a deliberate action to harm others.
Yeah, I mean, and
that's what these people have done.
Well, and you know, the strategy behind what they're trying to do is very evident. And especially if you draw just a few conclusions, if you just take a look at some small pieces of information, such as what we're talking about with Ben Rhodes and his whole 9 yards of the echo chamber, this is an example of the echo chamber right here. They're echoing the sentiments of the same thing, the same thoughts in the media. Anyway, we got a break coming up. More of Red Smith coming up. Following the break, remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and think Food for Liberty/Preston Preppers.
Your code word at heavensharvest.com is agenda.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. And it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
2-1-1-0.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're the Red Smith, Shasta Lantern. We're talking here about the echo chamber that has been established up there in Oregon to basically, well, taint the jury pool. We've already figured that one out. And, this is a very, I think, salient and important article, and you've got one coming out here today from the Shasta Lantern, and we'll look forward to that, Red. Your article, your perspective, just an opinion that's going to come out, and we're going to be posting it up here, and we're also going to be posting up the 4 hours where people can judge for themselves what we're talking about and just be shocked and stunned. See what the left is trying to do up there. Let's switch
gears. Make sure your kids aren't in the room.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You don't want to listen to the profanities. The vitriol and the hatred warning. I'll put that little warning up there on the top of the videos. Okay, so the other part of it, though, let's get into what's going on with the Cruz family. I know we still have some more hours to do on this. There's just tons of research that you've been doing, and I've been following up on, and this is the never-ending story. But one of the things I want to make very, very clear, I don't think we've talked about this since this all happened, but when Ted Cruz announced that he was getting out of the race, which was the same day that he lost in Indiana, it was just a few hours before that, actually I think about 6 hours, 7 hours before that, that Donald Trump blew it up on the national stage that Ted Cruz, his father, was pictured in a picture in Louisiana with Lee Harvey Oswald passing out Fair Play for Cuba pamphlets. And it's interesting, within hours, he shuts down his campaign. Don't you think that's odd?
No, I don't think it's odd, because we know the whole truth behind it and who Rafael Cruz was. And that could not stand the light of day.
And you knew it was going to happen. Even there was going to be more details that are going to come out about this, because, ladies and gentlemen, the details have not come out completely about what happened with Rafael Benavidito Cruz Diaz. The whole truth has not come out. Wouldn't you agree?
No, the whole truth has not come out, because the truth continues to play itself out as you see the rumblings of the Cruz campaign, you know, sniping from the bushes at the Trump campaign, and, you know, threatening to jump back in or possibly run as a third-party candidate to split the vote. To be perfectly honest, I think the Cruz campaign is in absolute shock that Ted Cruz lost, because they at their core believe that Ted Cruz was ordained by God to take over this nation and lead us through a new religious reformation. They believe that at their core, fanatically. And yep. I believe that they're still in a state of shock and are attempting to figure out the prescribed miracle that leads Ted Cruz to the leadership of this country.
Well, you had Glenn Beck, who was ranting and raving and calling Ted Cruz the Anointed One. And I can't tell you how many times we have seen that, haven't we? The Anointed One, the Anointed One.
Barack Obama, anybody?
Yeah. In fact, one of the things, and I guess I'll just put it out there right now, is that we saw enormous similarities between Obama and his rise, if you will, to presidency, and what we're seeing and have seen as evidence between Rafael Benavidito Cruz Diaz, his dad, and Ted Cruz, and the mother, Wilson. We're seeing some very interesting similarities and parallels, you know, document forgeries, things like that. I mean, where does this guy Cruz come from? Is he the Republican Obama?
Well, an interesting question about Mr. Ted Cruz's mom is, if she was never a Canadian citizen, how was she on Canadian voter rolls? That's been exposed, vetted, and proven to be true. She voted in Canada. You have to be a Canadian citizen to do that.
Well, it also brings up the issue about her birth certificate, which a lot of people are now starting to look into. They haven't looked into it in the past, but I did talk to somebody who's very knowledgeable about these things, and he said it's completely phony. Well, if that's the case, she's not an American citizen.
No, there's some very serious questions about where Elizabeth Dara came from. We know that she grew up in Delaware, supposedly, that she arrived in Austin, Texas, under unknown circumstances, where she very quickly became married and then moved to England, where it's believed she surrendered her American citizenship and became an English citizen, a citizen of the crown. From there, she traveled back to New Orleans, where she very quickly took up shop with Rafael Cruz, and they moved to Canada, where it's believed that she surrendered her English citizenship to become a Canadian citizen.
Yeah, you see, there's just, you know, and again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're still digging into this stuff. And as we dig, these are the things we're starting to pop up with. It's kind of like, what? You know, and I got to tell you, I think, Red, you've maybe said this before, but at the very beginning when we had 17 candidates, I was a big Ted Cruz fan. And I was hoping for the dream team that we would get Trump and Cruz together. Remember the bromance that lasted for a long time with Cruz and Trump. And I was thinking to myself, man, that would be a great ticket, because that's 16 years of conservatism right there. And I was liking that. I was liking that.
Yeah, and I was right there with you. I was a large Cruz supporter. And then until we got looking into who this guy and his family is, and there is some very seriously frightening questions. You bring up the picture of Rafael Cruz with Lee Harvey Oswald. Again, that photo has been vetted, and the reporter that actually took the photo has come forward and claimed that that photo is true and authentic. And since that time, we've uncovered several other photos of Rafael Cruz at the University of Texas at pro-Castro rallies.
Yeah, there's a whole genre of things. You know, the other thing, too, is that Cruz has never denied this.
Never.
He's never denied that that's him. Anyway, one of the other bits of information, because we have only about a minute, is Gary Welsh, a lawyer who managed his Advanced Indiana blog since 2005, was found, well, dead in the stairwell of his apartments, apparently from a gunshot wound. And he's the guy that is credited with exposing this picture out there with Rafael Cruz. And we only have, well, we're going to come back after the break, and we'll get you about 30 seconds of your thoughts on that one. Just dead people all of a sudden showing up around these photographs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, very suspicious indeed. And, you know, more questions are being asked, more attention being drawn to Ted Cruz. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Your code word at heavensharvest.com is Agenda.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That is savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Remember, food for liberty, food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
2-1-1-0.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Ted Cruz and with Red Smith. And Red, I wanted to get your thoughts quickly. We'll have about 45 seconds on this whole thing about this guy who brought the picture out to the public, and now he's dead.
Well, there's that. He was also a champion bringing to light the discrepancies with George Soros-funded electronic voting machines. That's a potential of something that he trespassed on, but it's very troubling, the pattern of people that look too deeply that don't make it to the next day.
Well, that is amazing. And, of course, initially when I first got this report, he had apparently fallen down the stairwell and died. Then it was it looked like he committed suicide by falling down the stairwell and died. And now the latest rendition, this comes from Doug Giles, who is a fabulous source as far as I'm concerned. There was a bullet in his head and committed suicide. This is sort of the stuff that never ends. Anyway, Red, thanks for being on with us, and we got to go run for time right now. I know your article is going to come up here on the Shasta Land, and we'll repost it here on Agenda 21 Radio with links back to you. And tell us how we can get a hold of you real quick.
ShastaLantern.net, and all of our contact information is there. Our headline page is the best place to get our updated stories and what's going on with what we're working on.
Awesome. Red Smith, Shasta Lantern here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to be having a lot more coming back from Red in future stories. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com, and, well, foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers. That's foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers. And also, Heaven's Harvest Seeds. You never know where you're going to need seeds. Shelf life, 10 years. Thanks for listening to agenda21radio.com. And remember, you are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Remember, food for liberty, food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/PrestonPreppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.